We should probably start the podcast, though.
I mean, I'm ready, I think. If you are, we'll see if we remember how to do this.
It has been some time. Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here in the new attic of my friend John Lunger.
I'm here in my new attic with my friend Glenn Tickle. And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, an easy and convenient to listen to podcast form. Glenn, welcome back. It has been literally 2 months since we have done this, and this is the first time in more than 1 year that we've done it together in person because we both got that sweet vaccination.
Yeah, we're all jacked up on that good juice. I'm on that Pfizer tip.
Oh, me too.
Steph got Moderna. My wife got Moderna. We're now officially like a mixed family.
Yeah. Do you have any concern that like one of them is going to like mutate and cause a zombie apocalypse and now one of you might have to kill the other in the same household?
No.
Do you now after I said that?
No. Because zombies still aren't real.
Not yet.
What if like if we mix them together?
I mean, legitimately.
Like, if we have another kid, which I 100% don't want, uh-huh. But if we did...
You have too many already.
Yeah.
It's your whole thing.
I got so many tiny people, but if... I don't know. I don't think they ran the... Like, I know the vaccines are safe. What I'm saying is, I don't think they tested, well, what if we give one kind to one person, and then the other kind to the other person, and then those people hug and kiss each other...
So you're proposing a Coke versus Pepsi COVID vaccine challenge?
No, I'm saying that they didn't give the vaccines to people who were bumping it to find out what would happen.
Oh, I think people be fucking.
Yeah, but like in the study, because if you're going for a vaccine study, right, you're going to meet some new friends.
Sure.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
And then you might hug and kiss those friends, but you're all... You might get the placebo, and they might have the real thing.
Right.
But you're not mixing brands. So I'm saying, like, I don't think there's been enough study on hugging and kissing between the two brands.
You're a happily married man, right?
Yeah. 15 years this week, baby.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are you trying to get out of this, man? I don't understand what point you're, like, working up to. You just want more people to hug and kiss each other? Is that it? Are you just
no,
thirsty for some boning? Like, what's happening?
No, there's still a
here?
Pandemic.
Yeah.
So people should probably be, maybe don't pile on just yet.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, they did vaccine trials, and they're like, let's make sure this vaccine kills the virus.
Right. Literally the function of it, sure.
That's what we want, and that it doesn't hurt people.
Right.
Also good. But what I'm saying is they didn't jab one guy with Pfizer and then one lady with Moderna and then ask them to smash to find out what would happen.
You just started. I just feel like you. Is this your audition to become an amateur porn director? Because you don't need to audition. Just start, man. All you got to do is just start. There's like literally no overhead to that. Like Glenn Tickle OnlyFans, baby.
If we have another kid. Which, again, I 100% absolutely do not want that to happen.
Sure.
But would they be indestructible?
No.
You don't know because they didn't run the numbers. Not enough people. Like, they didn't send a bus of Pfizer vaccine study participants over to the Moderna camp and ask them.
Well, no, they're responsible scientists. And what you're describing is like a teenage sex movie. Right?
Yeah,
it's like American Pie, but instead of fucking a pie, they fuck a pile of vaccines. Like, what?
That's 100% what I'm implying should have happened, just to be safe.
I don't understand, but if it makes you happy, I don't want to take it away from you.
I mean, I think it would. Like, what if you got one kind and then lied, and when you went back and got the second dose of the other kind?
So, like. You're still trying to make this a thing right now, and I don't understand why.
I got Pfizer.
Uh-huh. So what if for your second shot you got Moderna? Is that what
like,
you're saying?
Like, what if I make an appointment
uh-huh.
and get Moderna? And they're like, hey, have you – you didn't get the Pfizer. They're not checking antibodies. I want more.
Why do you you just want to watch the world burn, baby?
No.
I don't want to talk about this anymore, Glenn. I think it's stupid.
I just want as many vaccines as possible, and I want to know what happens when people vaccinated with different brands hug and kiss each other
right.
without pants on.
Mm-hmm.
I want someone to do that research. I can do some of the research,
no one
but
is
it's a small end.
Yeah, but like, no one is asking you to not do the research. No one's keeping you from doing this research.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'll do the research, but...
Go ahead.
The sample size is too small.
Well, I don't know. Make a Google survey and just post it. Take people at their word. Fucking weirdo. God, what the hell happened? I don't even know what we're supposed to do anymore.
It's
we haven't recorded this thing in so long. You're just coming hot and heavy with like
this is the
vaccine thirst traps, and
this
I'm
might
like,
be the horniest
what?
Episode since Kirk Griffith.
Yeah, nothing will ever be that horny.
No, or disgusting.
What
that
you,
was both.
What
it
do
was...
you think, friend of the show, very delightful comedian and host, co-host of Proper Urbonics podcast, Kirk Griffiths is doing right now in this moment?
Ooh,
probably fucking something.
Probably smashing it out with somebody with the opposite. Vaccine brand.
He's, yeah, I mean he's a very.
I think he's in New Orleans or was recently.
I don't keep track of his comings and goings.
I think
he's
posted some New Orleans photos on it.
He's a very capable adult of.
But I think he and I are on a show together.
Oh,
this Tuesday.
Fun.
If past guest and friend of the show Aaliyah Brown is to be believed.
Okay, so like, is that are you? Do you have an in person show or is it a
yeah at your
thing?
Place of employment.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, I'm doing... So Arts Quest, where you work, does like a members event.
Oh, cool.
And they do like a comedy one sometimes. They do music one sometimes.
Yeah, I didn't know they booked you.
Ugh. I've done it in the past. They were supposed to do it on my anniversary last week, mm-hmm. and then it was too cold.
Very cold.
They're like, we don't want people to have to wear a jacket, so we're moving it. And
famously
anti-jacket.
Yeah. I mean, like, not having it.
It was very cold and windy, but that was my whole anniversary plan was to bring my wife to that show because our options are limited for things to do.
Sure.
So instead, my mother-in-law came over to watch the children and give them dinner in one room of our house while my wife and I had dinner in the other room of the house.
You live in a two-room house.
It's not a big house. And then I think she's coming on Tuesday, which is my birthday.
I don't know how to maturely respond to that.
I think she's still coming to the show. Because she was going to come to the show because it was going to be like our anniversary date. And then Addison... Our friend of the show, past guest, future guest?
Definitely future guest. I don't know if she's, I don't know.
Has Addie been on this bad boy? We've been doing this for a long time, but not for a while, and neither of us have good brains.
I think we're working on like 2.5, almost 3 years, maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah, and yet
here
we are.
But Addie decided to personally ruin my anniversary on purpose, out of spite.
Good for her.
She moved it. But then on my birthday, I get to see birthday friends.
That's fun.
I forget the lineup, but Aaliyah Brown told it to me once.
Hmm.
And it all sounded great.
Wonderful.
I don't think any real stinkers are on that show.
I'm so happy for you.
They're not like, oh, we also got Nick DiPaolo. It's going to be Oof. You and Woof. Nick DiPaolo and
Hard Pass.
Aaliyah and Kirk.
Hard
and I'd be like, oh, I'm really excited to see Aaliyah and Kirk, but don't really want to spend my birthday with Nick DiPaolo.
Happy early birthday.
Thanks.
So for the benefit of those who may be tuning in for the very first time, but more importantly, the benefit for you and I,
yes.
Here's a little refresh on what...
Hit me one more time,
what
baby.
The hell we're supposed to be doing, right? So as we talked about in our intro, we're rewriting... all of Wikipedia because we're two smart boys with big brains, and Wikipedia is objectively bad a lot of the times.
Yeah, which is that's our real only path to victory, is just relying on Wikipedia being pretty bad.
Yeah, and so far, though we do not have the ability to keep a running tally because the scorecard is in my office, which is not open, we're doing pretty well. We're holding our own. At the very least, we're neck and neck.
It's pretty close.
After a couple of years of doing this relatively frequently, no one is clearly in the lead. It is very much anybody's game
either,
at this point.
I don't remember where we left off or how we did so far in the pandemic and how that's affected the numbers, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, and to clarify, you and I aren't competing against each other. We collectively are competing against the entirety of the Wikipedia community. The Wikipedia community.
That's the one. And yeah, so we're better than Wikipedia.
Wikimapedia.
Wikimapedia. Do you think that is that domain taken?
I'll find out after this episode. How's that sound? Well, what we did to get suggestions is you posted on TikTok and got absolutely no suggestions.
I did none suggestions on TikTok.
I posted
y'all let me down.
On my Facebook page and I got a handful of them. So we got a couple options. We can go to the lists of suggestions on my Facebook page that I can pull up, or you could ask the folks who are watching us live on TikTok right now if they have suggestions.
Rosalie's still hanging out, it looks like, and we got somebody else. Nope. It just as I pulled it up, that person went away.
So just Rosalie.
Just.
Well, then let's go to Facebook because Rosalie's got some suggestions on here too. Shout out to number one super fan of the show, Rosalie Fry.
Number one super fan.
So I've got
returning to the States soon.
I've got eight suggestions.
Eight from Rosalie?
No, total on this thread from various people. I've got eight of them. I'm gonna whittle it down to actual seven because my literal brother in life, Matthew, made a suggestion of Rasputin, and if he was paying attention, which he's clearly not, he would know we already did that. Like Rasputin fucks. We did Rasputin.
Yeah, Rasputin. I forgot.
Yeah, he'd be fucking. And
I mean, I knew I remembered that Rasputin fucks. I did not remember that we did it on the show.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that's where we found out that Rasputin fucks, and it was the very last page that we did about a person. Before we instituted the rule that we do not do pages on people because we end up being...
That was after Rasputin and not after Vincent Price?
No, it was after Vincent Price. Oh, I guess so Vincent Price will be the last one. Because
we called it the Vincent Price rule.
You're right, so I'm a little...
Well, the problem with doing people is a lot of the time it makes us sad.
Yeah, like, it makes us sad. Well, and also a lot of the times we make people seem like they're terrible and it turns out they're wonderful and vice versa.
Yeah, both have happened where it's like, oh yeah, this guy's a real piece of garbage, oh he's the worst, and then we're like, oh yeah, no, he actually like he ran into a burning orphanage and saved 4,000 people.
Or we're like, oh man, this guy does a lot of really cool stuff, and then we found out he set an orphanage on fire.
That's he lit the fire.
Yeah, so we don't do people either. But so I need a number from you between 1 and 7.
Six.
All right. Friend of the show coming in with a very fun suggestion. A very specific one in a good way. This is a very good one. Caitlin Nelson wants to know about Ferris wheels.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
So this is another World's Fair joint.
Is it really?
Yeah. Because Samuel Ferris was like, you know what we need to do? You know how we got all these people coming to Chicago in whatever year the Chicago's World's Fair was, let's say 1937?
Right.
He's like, there's nothing huge for them to ride on.
That is a problem.
Like, Paris has the Eiffel Tower. Uh-huh. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Not a ride, per se, but you can go up it. And he's like, people are going to come to Chicago and be like, what am I going on? What am I going
right.
to spin around in? How am I going to hold hands
and they didn't even have
with
that,
my middle school girlfriend if there's nothing for me to sit on top of?
No shiny bean either. They didn't have that stupid shiny bean then.
I hate the bean. I hate that dumb
shiny
bean.
I don't understand what, like, it's the dumbest thing.
I forget that dude's name, And I do not remember. He would be a great example of why we don't do the Vincent Price rule, because he is either someone that a lot of people love but is like a secret monster, or everyone's like, this guy's trash, but he's a nice boy.
Yeah, and that what you're describing right there, I think, is we could call that the Guy Fieri complex, right? Like, yes. we all shit on him, but he's actually quite wonderful.
Yeah.
So let's just back up, because you dropped a lot of what I believe to be true facts.
Yeah.
It feels like you actually knew it. Samuel Ferris.
I think his name was Samuel Ferris.
Right. So Sam.
I know the dude's last name was Ferris.
So
like, it's not
Sam Ferris, man.
It wasn't. It's not named Ferris wheel because it's made of iron, for example.
Oh, just, that would have been great, though.
Maybe a William.
I like Samuel Ferris. Samuel Ferris feels like.
I think it's Samuel. Maybe his name is Samuel William Ferris, and we'll get bonus points for nailing that middle name.
Oh man.
Oh, so
who is he?
He's a guy.
He's just a guy.
He's just a. He liked wheels.
Liked wheels. Isn't he an engineer? Like, what?
Yeah,
is he?
I mean,
is he a toy maker?
You got to be an engineer if you're putting up a big wheel.
Not back then.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it was made. I know it was made for the World's Fair, because I just believe it in my heart. Like, I'm pretty sure.
How quickly we went from true facts to I just believe this in my heart.
I think it was the Chicago World's Fair.
Mm-hmm.
1937, I'll admit. I pulled that out of my butt. I have no idea.
Well, you're walking all this shit back. None of it feels like truth anymore to me.
Mr. Ferris, fairy to his friends.
Yep.
Was like, look, all these people are coming. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do? What are they going to look at in 30s Chicago? All the murders? All the gang-related bootlegging?
And we're great at it. I mean, Glenn.
A green river sometimes? My friend's apartment? My friend Haller lives in Chicago.
You're in
1937? He travels through time. What are other Chicago things?
You don't get to drop that you have a time-traveling friend.
I'm pretty sure. Well, he's a pilot.
Uh-huh.
So he travels through the air, which might as well be time.
I got really excited the other night, and I couldn't sleep, and I was like mindlessly scrolling through Hulu, and I found a show that I thought was going to be really entertaining and really scratch an itch. It was called The Atlas of Cursed Locations or something like that, some Nat Geo show.
Yeah.
And the first episode was the Bermuda Triangle.
Gross.
So they were like talking about it a little bit, and then like the show's host is like this like milquetoast boring, it's unclear what he did for a job, so it kind of like reads like a frat boy who they paid to like travel around and like talk to the locals about stuff. And then
the locals in the ocean,
the points of the Bermuda Triangle are,
nobody cares about the points. It's all about that middle, baby.
How do you define it? What do you mean nobody cares about it? It's a triangle. You can't have a triangle without the 3 points.
Yeah, but all the action,
nobody cares about the points.
All the action is in the middle part. No one's like, oh, all this spooky stuff happened at the vertex.
Fuck you, dude. You can't have an Oreo cookie without the cookie and the filling. You need both parts. You need the points and the middle.
But that's like saying we went to the fence of Jurassic Park to find out what was happening in Jurassic Park. You got to get in the middle, baby. That's where the ocean is. Whatever that weird island was that Amelia Earhart died on.
Anyways, time traveling pilot.
Yeah, he travels through time. He tried to save Amelia Earhart, couldn't do it.
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah.
So, I truly believe you've nailed down the event where the Ferris wheel was.
100% World's Fair.
World's Fair, you know, a big unveiling of it. I believe you when you say Samuel Ferris is the guy. 100% believe that. I don't necessarily believe the narrative of like, people gotta be in a circle and ride around. What do you think the real reason he built it was? Like, just kind of
what
like,
other,
it's just like spectacle and like it's one of those things. It's like the the line from Jurassic Park of scientists were so busy trying to figure out if they could do it, they didn't stop to think if
but
they
should.
But
what other service would it provide other than being a fun thing to ride on?
Well, I mean, like,
you
maybe...
You go in a literal circle.
But, like, maybe he was like, what if... Maybe he was like, hey, I've always wanted to hug and kiss someone in the air, and there's no good way to do it.
Yeah.
There are other things. Maybe he's a bird watcher. He's like, well, there's no mountains in Chicago, but I would like to learn more about bird culture here in the Midwest. Put me in the air, baby.
When it was invented, just being off the ground in any capacity was amazing.
Yeah, people, I know. Jumping was everyone's favorite thing.
Ooh, baby. People love. You went up a ladder?
Oh,
that was
God.
Unique. You talked about that at dinner.
Oh, man. If there's like a slight hill, you better believe people are wet.
You're not going to believe. I was 11 feet off the ground last week.
No, you weren't.
Get out of here, 11 feet.
Get out. How did you not climax?
How did you get? You would die. There's no air up there. People don't know.
That's true. People don't
Bunch
know.
Of dummies.
Bunch of dummies. Chicago, famously America's dumbest city.
Yeah, I'll stand by that. Well, we'll put that on a sticker.
Yeah, that's great.
So he's like, we got to get these people off the ground. They're going to just go bananas.
Oh, they're going to lose their goddamn mind.
And how are we going to do it? Well, we're going to get them up there. We got to get them back down,
mm-hmm.
obviously. You can't leave them there because gravity.
Okay.
And he considered up and down, just straight, which carnival rides would get to eventually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
just the thing that bounces you up and down terrifies my
yeah, but he was trying to, he was efficient. He was like, how do I get the most people at this event through into the air? Oh, I know. I make a circle, it turns, and yeah, okay.
He's like, all these people, they want to get off the ground because it's whatever year I said earlier.
1937.
That feels late now that I said.
Very much so. I mean, it's...
Like 1913?
Probably.
Chicago. 1913 Chicago was World's Fair. Yeah, because wasn't 37, that's the Queens one? Where they're like, home of the future, and that big, the Universal Globe.
The Tony Stark knockoff in Iron Man.
Yeah.
Not Tony, his dad.
Dougie Stark.
Yeah, Dougie.
Douglas.
Douglas William Stark.
I'll say 1913.
Great.
1913 Chicago's World's Fair. Yeah, because that's early. Man, people in the 30s didn't care about being off the ground. They only cared about radio. Yeah. They loved it. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get enough. Like, what do you mean sound's coming out of a box? Yeah. This is incredible to me.
Yeah, and I mean, that's like some quality World of the Worlds kind of era right there, right? Like, oh, radio. They're talking aliens. They don't give a shit about a Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
That's
that would be
that.
A fun episode to do.
What?
The...
War of the Worlds?
War of the Worlds thing, because yeah. It's been covered a bunch of times, so we know actual facts about it. Also, comes up in Buckaroo Banzai, so it would be a great excuse for me to talk about that.
I haven't had to think about that awful movie in, like, gotcha. I guess 2.5 months.
Here we are. It's my favorite movie.
Oh, boy.
That's when
The
Electroids come.
So, yeah, and then everybody loved it because it's fun and safe and family-friendly, and they made a bunch of them. Hard stop. I don't think there's anything else to say, so we can dive into famous Ferris wheels.
We got the London Eye. That's a big boy.
Oh, big boy. So big.
The one, there's one on Coney Island.
Yep.
That's just the two.
It's just those two Ferris
wheels.
There's
a couple cities that have like a London Eye style big Ferris wheel.
Yeah, but the London Eye is the only one.
Niagara Falls, Canada has one.
Yeah. The American side of Niagara Falls is just lame.
Yeah, it's not. It's like a nice park.
Yeah.
You can, like, walk around and look at...
Nice parks are nice. The foliage. Canadian side is, like, the goddamn Jersey Shore.
It's Canada's Jersey Shore, 100%. Yeah. That's the last time I left the country, was to walk from the American side of Niagara Falls to Canada side and walk around a little bit and come back.
I gotta get a passport.
I have one, and it's the only thing I've ever done with it.
I mean, are passports good anywhere now? I know.
Probably not.
I know 45 tanked that.
I think if I tried to walk across today, they'd be like, nah, dude, get out of here.
Yeah. I have my vaccine passport, though. That's fun.
Let's see.
People
probably thought they would die.
Oh, no doubt.
Because, like, as a little kid, I was afraid of Ferris wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't want to go. I would go on other rides, but the Ferris wheel, for some reason, it just seemed, it always seemed like it would fall over.
And I always was convinced as a little kid that it was, I was going to get stuck at the top.
Yeah, I mean, that's a real possibility.
Yeah.
Ferris wheels today break down. You think in 1913, it's just, no way. People are getting stuck left and right.
Right.
Oh, boy. There's probably huge chunks of the World's Fair where that baby wasn't even operational and people were pissed.
Yeah, it was like the McDonald's ice cream machine of the World's Fair.
Yeah, but it's just, it's so tall, but not deep. You know? Like, it's a big, skinny, it's it's almost two-dimensional.
Yep.
And it just seems like it would just fall over.
It's true.
Or roll away.
Yeah.
With me on it. I don't want that.
No. We did forget one famous Ferris wheel, and that's the Kinex Ferris wheel.
The Kinex Ferris wheel. I was.
Yeah.
There's the one in the movie Fear.
Mm. Is there one in any of the Final Destination movies? I feel like there
probably,
should be.
Probably somebody got run over by, like, the Ferris wheel falls off and, like, rolls over somebody, probably.
I think there's a Bob's Burgers episode.
I think I've only seen the first wheel. Final Destination movie.
I remember there was, like, a truck of logs. That was a thing that killed people. But beyond that, I don't know. All right. Well, that's Ferris wheels. Any last facts from our end before we take a break?
How many people do you think died on Ferris wheels?
Since they were invented?
Totes. In Totes? The past 100 years. Thousands, you got to think. But, like,
well, I don't know about thousands.
I think thousands, but...
But, like,
95% of that was, like, the first week.
Like, one a year.
One a year since, like, 1915. But before that, leading cause of death in Chicago.
Leading cause of death?
Yeah.
That feels hyperbolic. I think I'm going to go 1,500.
All right. I mean, that's lower than the thousands that I said, but I'll let you have this one, bud.
No, we can compete on that one statistic. It's not going to be on the page anyways.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be. There's not going to be a section unless there's, like, notable deaths.
Yeah. There's no death section. There's no porking section. Even and both of those objectively happen on Ferris wheels.
Yeah, oh, death.
But that's not going to be on the Wikipedia
page. I don't think
page.
Full-on porking because
oh, yeah, full-on
you're
porking.
Strapped in.
It's a Ferris wheel, not a roller coaster. It's at best a
There's
bar.
There's a lap bar.
Yeah, that shit breaks all the time. Like, come on, man.
The big ones where it's like a pod. I feel like you can probably reserve a pod on the London Eye.
You know, for someone who was so pro hugging and kissing without pants on at the top of this podcast episode, I don't understand.
Well, I'm thinking like Carnival Ferris wheel. I just don't think
every ride at every carnival in the entire world has been fucked on.
I just don't think.
No, address that truth. It's fucking true, dude. If people can fuck on something, it's been done.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't
Someone
think
Someone
has
probably
can.
Been fucked to death on a Ferris wheel.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I definitely know about that. I definitely know about that.
Do we have any other facts to throw in?
Yeah, all Ferris wheels are haunted by the ghosts of people who were
well,
fucked
yeah,
to death
obviously,
on them.
Obviously that happens.
The most common color of a Ferris wheel is red.
That's a wild swing. Have you ever seen a red Ferris wheel in your
Have
life?
Have you ever seen a Ferris wheel that's not red?
Yeah, they're like metal colored.
Yeah, red. They paint the metal red.
What metal is red?
They paint. They make paint from metal, you idiot.
It's maybe like the cars.
Can you confidently tell me that you have not seen a red Ferris wheel?
That's no. like top to you bottom red?
Can't. You
yeah.
fucking can't. No.
I absolutely can. They don't. They might paint like the cars, so you're like in the little red swingy car.
Yeah.
But the whole they don't paint like the
I'm not
wheel
talking the whole thing.
It.
Like, do you need a percentage of how much of the Ferris
yeah.
wheel is red? 60% of the Ferris wheel 60? Is red. 60%.
You were dialing it back, and then you really planted your heels. You think... total surface area
yeah.
of a Ferris wheel.
Yep.
60% of all, most of them. What is the claim here?
Yeah, most Ferris
wheels. Most common. So 51% minimum of
60%
Ferris
red.
Are 60% red.
But 100% of them have had people fucked to death on them.
Naturally. And most, the first 1,000 was right in the first year.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone that died in Chicago on that Ferris wheel at the World's Fair in that first year died from fucking.
They still haunt it, and that's the they trapped their souls in the bean.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
that's why it's there.
All right, well, let's take a break, pay some bills, and when we come back, I'll pull up the official Wikipedia page for Ferris wheels. We'll read it. We'll see how we did. It'll be a goddamn delight.
I bet we're gonna nail it.
Hey friends, it's me, John, from the Improvised Wikipedia podcast, as always, here with Glenn, doing our first ad read in about 2.5 months.
Yeah, here in the attic.
Very excited to have a fresh new partner on board for this week's episode. Glenn, who do we got?
This week, Improvised Wikipedia, brought to you by The Bean. It's the... They paid the $8.
Did
we
they
gotta
really?
Do it.
The Chicago bean?
The bean in Chicago. It's a big, dumb metal bean. It's very shiny and round.
Who paid for it?
The bean. The souls trapped inside it
pulled
their money.
They have some sort of
the
like,
word out.
What do they have, like a pack?
Yeah, I don't know. Look, I don't know the currency exchange rate for ectoplasm or whatever, but they're like, we gotta get the word out. We're trapped in here.
Well, if we didn't get $8 worth of ectoplasm, I'm going to be upset.
We gotta get people... They want people to come to the big dumb bean.
All right, well, let's do it.
And release all the souls of all the people died porking on Ferris wheels.
Do you want to take a selfie with weird distorted mirrors, but there's no funhouse nearby? Why not go to Chicago and take a picture in front of the bean?
Do you want a big piece of public art in your city, but not good art? Get a bean.
Do you like the negative space that is in a bedpan and you'd like to see something that shape, go see the bean because it kind of looks like the cutout part of a bedpan.
Do you want your downtown to look like a Capri Sun commercial from the 90s? Get a bean.
Do you get hard and wet when you watch Terminator 2 when the Terminator melts because he's made of metal? Then, boy, are you going to get sticky shorts in Chicago because they got that as a bean.
Do you wish there was a reboot of Alex Mack where, where when she turned into metal, she also got real big? Look at the bean. That's probably what that would be like.
One of my first loves, Alex Mack. Fuck. Take me back. Haven't thought about that show in a long time.
Very popular Ed Harris vehicle. Can you believe Ed Harris was in Alex Mack?
I can't, but now I hadn't processed that. But yes, now I do remember it.
Academy Award winner?
Nominee at the very least.
Very good actor, Ed Harris.
Do you...
Third build?
Do you wish that you had a chance of running into beloved American actor Ed Harris at a public art installation in a major metropolitan city?
You gotta think he loves some public art.
Oh, you gotta figure he does.
You don't portray Jackson Pollock in the Jackson Pollock biopic. I was gonna say biopic, which is how I normally say it, but saying it after Jackson Pollock biopic.
Yeah.
It's too rhythmic. I have to break it up.
Why not go to the bean?
Go look at the bean. Get a beret like he's got on in that movie.
Do you like metaphors for female masturbation? Go to Chicago and flick that bean. Use promo code FLICKTHATBEAN at checkout to save 69% at checkout. Bean! Okay, we're back.
We are back.
We are back from, you know, honestly, it feels good to be making money again, right?
Yeah.
My $4 cut of that ad. Oh,
heck
my God.
Yeah. Rolling in it, baby.
I might buy a 12-pack of Wegmans brand seltzer.
Ooh.
I think that comes in under $4.
Yeah, it's probably like a $3.99 item.
Oh, mama mia. Love that fizzy water. I like water that's slightly angry.
Yeah.
All right, I have in front of me the official Wikipedia page for Ferris Wheel. It is an amusement ride, in case you were wondering. This article is about the type of amusement ride for the original example first erected in Chicago in 1893.
Ooh, 1893. All right, so, I mean, look, 20 years off.
It says see Ferris wheel. For other uses, see Ferris wheel, disambig. I'm going to go to the disambig first.
Why?
I'm going to go back. There's a lot going on here, but let's go to the disambig. So Ferris wheel refers to the original 1893 Chicago wheel built by George Washington Gale Ferris Jr.
All right. So look, there's a lot of first names there. Mm-hmm. None of the ones that I said, but I did nail the last name and the city.
Ferris wheel may also refer to the 1970s British band Ferris Wheel and their self-titled album.
Bet it doesn't. How often do you think that happens? Somebody goes, oh, I just went on a Ferris wheel. Oh, do you mean the British band Ferris Wheel or their self-titled debut album? No.
Yeah. Could also be the 1993 Swedish drama film.
Ooh.
Called the Ferris Wheel.
How much drama going on in the Ferris? Do you think it's about the construction of the first Ferris wheel? Or do you think it's about someone trapped on a Ferris wheel? Do you think it's like Phone Booth, but a Ferris wheel? Remember the Colin Farrell movie, Phone Booth?
Oh, I do.
Based on a premise originally proposed by Alfred Hitchcock, but they couldn't do a long single take at the time.
Right.
Because they didn't have a way to hide it, like in rope, because film reels were only so long.
And then I got pneumonia in college when it was released, and I couldn't come home for Easter, so I had to stay up in Mansfield, Pennsylvania. Ooh. My roommate Miles and I, after I got out of the hospital, went to see Ferris Wheel at a mall in, I think, Binghamton, New York.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
So that's the disambig page. I go back here. Now, this is where I'm confused, right? So there's a Ferris wheel page.
And then they're like, do you mean Ferris wheel's the ride?
Right. So here's the difference, Glenn. Ferris wheel, wheel with a capital W, is the proper noun of the original.
So like brand name.
Correct. The lowercase w is the, you know, tissue to Kleenex, if you will.
Gotcha.
So which, I think we should go to the original.
I think we're talking OG.
I think we're talking OG. So I'm going to click through to the OG.
Our listeners don't want to hear about knockoff wheels. They want the good stuff, baby. Pure cut.
The original Ferris wheel, sometime also referred to as the Chicago wheel, was designed and built.
Again, you think 1% of the time, at most, maybe, and only in Chicago.
Yep. It was designed and built by George Washington Gale Ferris Jr. as the centerpiece of the Midway at the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition in Chicago, Illinois.
That's a World's Fair, right? Is that just like the long name for the World's Fair?
I guess. Let me click it through on that. Yeah, it's the long name for the World's Fair.
Yes. Nailed it.
Intended as an attraction in the same manner as the 1889 Paris Exposition's 324-meter Eiffel Tower, like your boy said, the Ferris wheel was the Columbian Exposition's tallest attraction with a height of 80.4 meters.
Oh, yeah, we didn't say how high it was. I would 100% it would have been below 100 feet.
Yeah, well, yeah, 264 feet is what that converts to. So you, like, almost 2.5 times as big as what you thought
it was. I would have said probably about 50 feet.
The Ferris wheel was dismantled.
Oh, 84 meters? Hit me again. I wasn't
80.4 meters, which is 264 feet.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have put it that high.
Yeah.
People, you know how they died on the Ferris wheel? Shitting themselves to death. They're like, I can't believe I'm so high off the ground.
Yeah.
In the 1800s?
Yeah. There's just so many fluids. They're fucking, they're shitting, they're crying. It's
Jack
just
the Ripper's out here and I'm in the friggin' sky?
Yeah. Jack the Ripper's not there. They're in Chicago.
What was that
HH guy,
the America's first serial killer?
Yeah, was he Chicago? He might have been Chicago.
I don't know.
So maybe
we got union busting Pinkertons and I'm in the sky.
Oh, it's HH Holmes. I got really upset.
HH Holmes,
that
that's a lot
name.
Of H's.
Yeah, not his real name. That was a pseudonym he made up
because he loved low letter H.
Nah,
it
was like
this murder is brought to you.
He was like a weird
H.
He was like a weird
and the number stab.
He was like a con artist to start, and basically, like, he changed his name because of all this, like, low-level crime compared to the murders he ended up doing. But anyways, the Ferris
you think
wheel
he changed his name because of all the big murders.
The Ferris wheel was dismantled and then rebuilt in Lincoln Park, Chicago in 1895, and then dismantled and rebuilt a third and final time for the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, Missouri, where it was ultimately demolished in 1906. So they made this big boy.
Once they put the arch up, they're like, get this Chicago knockoff piece of crap out of here.
So the Ferris wheel was designed and constructed by George Washington Gale Ferris Jr., a graduate of Rensselaer Polytech Institute.
He was an engineer, like we said.
Yeah, he was a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania bridge builder. He began his career in the railroad industry and then pursued an interest in bridge building.
I just pictured he's like handing in his final or whatever, and they're like, "Can we look at? Let's look at the bridge that you've designed." Sir, this is a terrible bridge.
This is a wheel.
This is just a circle. He's like, yeah, but the cars are going to go around in the circle. Like, but they need to go over the river without falling. You're in Pittsburgh, young man.
Yeah,
there's so many rivers.
If you would have come to class, you would understand, but you didn't.
No.
He began his career in the railroad industry and then pursued an interest in building bridges. Ferris understood the growing need for structural steel and founded the GWG Ferris & Co., in Pittsburgh, a firm that tested and inspected metals for railroads and bridge builders.
So this bad boy is just a flex.
Yeah,
this is just, you want to see what I can do with some steel? Betcha I can make a big wheel. And everyone's like, no way, it would fall apart and everyone would die. He's like, nah, steel's incredible.
Yeah, so it rotated on a 71-ton, 45.5-foot-long axle, comprising what was at the time the world's largest hollow forging. And it was manufactured in Pittsburgh by the Bethlehem Iron Company, later Bethlehem Steel.
Yeah.
Right here in our home, well, my hometown.
Right here.
It weighed 53,031 pounds, give or take. There were 36 passenger cars, each fitted with 40 revolving chairs and able to accommodate up to 60 people, giving a total capacity of 2,160 people. So this is not the attraction that maybe pops into our modern mind of like,
yeah,
you're in a
car
with four people.
This is not, they don't pack it up on the back of an 18-wheeler and cart it off to the next town. This is like,
yeah, this is
serious. Dummy thick.
60 people per car.
60 people. That's like London Eye numbers.
Yeah.
I don't know how tall that boy is.
Yeah. I don't know. So on June 9th, 1893, the wheel was primed for a test run with great anticipation and a good deal of anxiety.
You gotta think so much. It's the 1800s, and they're going 200 feet in the air.
Yeah, the engine that would activate the wheel was fueled by steam boilers whose underground mains rush steam to propel the pistons of 1,000-horsepower engines. Upon first seeing the wheel, which towered over everything in its vicinity, Julian Hawthorne, son of the author Nathaniel Hawthorne, was amazed that anything of such size, quote, continues to keep itself erect. Heyo!
Yeah.
Boner. It has no visible means of support, none that appear adequate. The spokes look like cobwebs. They are after the fashion of those on the newest make of bicycles.
Maybe leave the writing to Pops there. Yeah. Hawthorne Jr.
Maybe. It took the wheel 20 minutes to make two revolutions. The first revolution involved 6 stops, which allowed passengers to exit and enter, and the second 9-minute revolution was a non-stop rotation for which the ticket holder paid 50 cents, which back then, goddamn.
That's a lot of money, but also the most incredible thing you're going to do in your life in 1893.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, yeah.
Like my grandpa used to tell me the same story about when he was a little kid. He lived near an airfield, and he would, like, save pennies so that he could go down and bug pilots to take him up, and they would, like, fly him around, like, a loop or two and then bring him down. And he talked about it all the time. He's like, it was so incredible. And I'm like, yeah, but now it's annoying. Like, now flying is the worst. It's annoying. I don't like doing it because it's a hassle. And he's like, it's incredible.
Yeah.
So if, like, 1893, you're not going to get better. What else in the world in 1893 is going to top that?
I mean, yeah, you're spot on, man. Like, I mean, skyscrapers for sure, right? If you're not in Chicago to experience that thing, right? Like, I think.
But they didn't have those beasts.
I don't know. Let's go back to
our third episode,
and figure out and revisit that and remember when they were built. But yeah, you're right. Pretty good stuff.
It towered everything around it. That's what I heard from Natty Hawthorne.
It's true. Well, Natty Hawthorne's son.
Dude.
Who cares?
Lil Hawthorne.
Yeah. Little Hawthorne. Lil Hawthorne. It's a good page. It's a very interesting page. Got some great pictures.
Probably round ones. 60 people.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We didn't win. We didn't lose, though, either.
No, I came hard and fast with some solid facts. I did mess up the first name and the year and would 100% have underestimated the size. Is there a section for kissing?
No section on kissing, no section on fucking, no section on shitting yourself to death. So see, we brought new information.
It's like, factually, I think Wikipedia edged out this time.
Yeah.
But
the story, the real,
like, emotionally.
Yeah, the interesting part of considering the world's first Ferris wheel is exactly what we're talking about, of like, we take that shit for granted. That would blow your goddamn mind back then.
Yeah, like, you know how people will be like, well, I'm not book smart. I'm like, street. Well, like, we nailed the street smart version of this Wikipedia entry. Did we get a lot of numbers wrong? Yes, obviously. But they didn't talk about anybody kissing even once. So who cares what they have to say about anything?
Yeah, I mean, the closest they had to it was a quote about it looking, being surprised it stays erect. Hey,
yeah, ooh, look how erect it is. Yeah, you can be fully erect on the one of the six stops around the wheel.
I know, I get hard.
But then there's 60 people in there.
Yeah, no, it's awkward. Nobody's really happy about
this. I feel like making out on a Ferris wheel probably didn't start until smaller Ferris wheels popped off.
So one of the interesting thing to consider here as we close out this episode, right? So we know 60 people per car. This thing was built three times for a World's Fair.
1893.
For a World's Fair, then moved to just a different part of the city, and then to another World's Fair in a different state, right? So this thing ran for maybe a total of 3 or 4 years. It moved around a little bit. How many orgies do you think were had on a Ferris wheel?
The thing is, like,
I mean, people were very prudish.
Sure.
But you figure they had to have, there's probably some sort
of
secret society having a human sacrifice and
like
orgy
Victorian
there,
era,
right?
Right? Like, everybody's, like, buttoned up by day, and then there's, like, mirrors where if you flip them over,
still
it's
too
like
many
a,
tendrils
like
of that bullshit in our country today.
The thing is, like, it's hard to get 60 people to agree to anything, you know? Like,
sure, but like, if you're in a car with 60 people and 20 of them start fucking, at what point do other people be like, meh?
The other four, I'm like, well, we got two rotations here. It's gonna, it can be a long 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yo, we got 9 minutes uninterrupted. Somebody start a stopwatch for 7 minutes. We'll use the last two to clean up. No one will ever know this happened. You're gonna bone in the sky.
You gotta somebody like.
I mean, that's the Mile High Club back then.
Yeah, like the way every new technology is used for and advanced by porn.
Right.
You got to think somebody's be like, I'm going to be the first person to do it 234 feet
in
the air.
I know. I don't. There's no think involved for me. No
doubt. That should be on the Wikipedia pages. Who are the first people to bone down in the sky?
Let's write that screenplay, because I feel like that's Oscar bait, right? We put Helen Mirren in it. Done.
I'm sold.
Well, there you have it. We tied, but we need to end all episodes like we try to end all episodes. If you had to leave a fake fact on this page, if you were playfully updating this, you wanted to leave a joke fact on that Wikipedia page, Glenn, what would it be?
That everybody boned. Like, it would have to be boning related.
Yeah. So,
because I feel like that's missing from the page. Like, it's such an obvious thing that 100% for sure happened, and they don't mention it one time.
Yeah, that and the fact that 60% of all the metal on Ferris wheels is always painted red.
To remember all the people who died from going too hard at the top of the wheel.
Yeah, you gotta pace yourself.
All right, yeah, you can't. Look, it's 20 minutes. Take your time.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for watching TikTok. Thanks for being patient as we waited almost 3 months to get this goddamn thing back up. We love you all. Remember, like, subscribe, all that great stuff. And I don't know. Let's come up with like a new tagline at the end here. You know how like My Favorite Murder is like, stay sexy, don't get murdered. What's ours, Glenn?
Let yourself go and get stabbed to death.
Bye. It's possible.
One of your cats greeted me on the way in.
Yeah, you didn't seem too thrilled about it.
I let it smell me. I said hello.
Yeah.
What?
I'm just saying there was zero excitement in your face. You're like, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no.
I was greeting your cat as an equal.
Yeah, that's fair. You'd both shit in a box.